Hello, hello, welcome all. This is DJ Red Rose, and I would like to welcome you all to the neighborhood, only at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for tuning in. If you guys didn't have a chance, I did do a couple posts on the blog spot. If you could check that out, that'll be great. There are posts of music videos and just me thanking you guys again for always tuning in. All right, for today's show, we're going to start off with this. Pacific Baseball Penguin Radio is the official flagship station for the San Rafael Pacifics. And speaking of baseball, former MLB MVP Vladimir Guerrero has been arrested in the Dominican Republic after allegedly attacking a police officer during a brawl inside of a nightclub. Allegations the baseball player strongly denies. According to local authorities, Guerrero surrendered to the police this morning following a massive fight at the nightclub in which Vlad physically attacked a cop named Ronaldo Pena Rojas. Guerrero denies the allegations and has released a statement saying, "At no time did I attack anyone, nor was I fleeing. I presented myself at the jail last night after complaint from the disco. And this morning, first thing, I went to the police that are handling the case." 37-year-old Guerrero, who's from the Dominican Republic, is currently unemployed. He last played with the Baltimore Orioles in 2011. So that's just a little bit of, we're just touching on a little bit of sports news. And you know what? We're going to get started with a song. This is my boy Usher with Climax.
Going nowhere fast, we've reached the climax. We're together, now we're undone. Won't commit, so we choose to run away. We separate. Oh, don't wanna give it, so we both gave up. Can't take it back. It's too late. We reached the climax. I've fallen somehow. Feet off the ground. Love is the blood that keeps raining down. Where are you now? When I need you around, I'm on my knees, but it seems we're going nowhere fast. We've reached the climax. We're together, now we're undone. Won't commit, so we choose to run away. Gave my best, it wasn't enough. You get upset, we argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be, love. So why do I care? I care at all. So we choose to run away.
we're undone. Won't commit, so we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, don't wanna give it, so we both gave up. Can't take it back, it's too late.
All I can say is bad blood between Lamar Odom and the Dallas Mavericks. Here's a report from TMZ. Lamar Odom's Dallas Mavericks jersey is barely worth the fabric it's printed on. At least according to the team's flagship merchandise store, which is dumping all of Odom's gear in the trash for dirt cheap, basically. Distributors from the Dallas Mavericks Ultimate Fan Shop tell TMZ, the moment Lamar's exit was announced, they busted out clearance signs and slashed the prices in effort to unload every last remain of number 7. His jersey is worth $44 now at the merchandise fan shop compared to its original price at $89.99, $90 basically. That's pretty cold. I mean, if they really wanted to slash the price, it could be a $20 jersey, but they're not going to do that because it's still about the money when it's all said and done. Also, if you guys haven't been, you know, keeping up with the NBA lately, the Knicks and the Bulls had a little two-game series going on. The Knicks got the best of the Bulls the first game, the first matchup. Carmelo hit a clutch three. I mean, that guy is clutch. He hit a clutch three, which led the game into overtime, and Knicks ultimately winning that game. But this past game they played yesterday, the Bulls won without Derrick Rose. As you know, Derrick Rose had suffered from a groin injury, and now it's his ankle. And he actually didn't even play last night. And the Bulls won. Congratulations to the Bulls. The Bulls, actually, well, the Knicks are second to last place in the Eastern Conference. Now, that's unacceptable. I understand that Carmelo Anthony was out for a long time, considerably a long time, and he's one of their key scorers, but at the same time, you have Amari Stoudemire, you have Tyson Chandler, you have Baron Davis when he's healthy and when he wants to play. You had Jeremy Lin until he got hurt himself. He actually had a knee surgery the first matchup between the Bulls and the Knicks when they were playing in New York. He had his knee surgery. That was on Saturday, I believe. But anyway, you have so many threats on the floor, you should not be second to last place in the Eastern Conference. Chicago is the number one seed in the Eastern Conference right now, and they've been playing a lot of these games without Derrick Rose, the reigning MVP. But I hope that he comes back healthy. When he decides to come back, I hope he comes back healthy, because Miami is about 2.5 games out of the first seed. So that just makes you think about a couple things right there. But you know what I'm going to do right now? When I was driving to school today, I was in a Toni Braxton mood. And so what I'm going to play for you right now is a little Toni Braxton. He wasn't man enough. Hope y'all like this.
He was my man, but I chose to let him go. So why do you Can he tell you the truth? Ain't nothing, why don't you ask him? And maybe you could be more into him. Stand word about me. And hopefully you won't die. All of the reasons why his love didn't count. And why we couldn't.
You know what? I'm just going to do this just because I can. Not only do I miss Toni Braxton, I miss Tamia. I'm going to hit you with some Tamia. Here's Questions. Because he wasn't man enough for me.
There's a sudden change. I notice you haven't been calling me. I'm starting to see that things are not the same. Lately I've been reaching out to you. Boy, you haven't been returning my calls. And even when I say I love you, I notice there's been a slight pause.
Can you just tell me, what do you think it could be? Headache, tired, or do you know me?
I'm tired of this up and down mystery. So questions from 1, 2, 3.
Do you love me? Los Angeles? Is it cheap?
Ooh, ladies, help me out.
Do you love me? Los Angeles? Is it cheap?
Said I'm tired of all these ups and downs.
Do you love me? Los Angeles? Is it cheap?
Fellas, tell me what y'all think.
Do you love me? Los Angeles? Is it cheap?
Here's the reason why I ask these things. I was giving him the best of me. But my best stop being good enough. I'm telling you I would do anything. Talk about a woman who loves tough. And now he's coming home real, real late. I let him know it's starting to bother me. He never once even touched his blade. And no response, he just went to sleep.
Can you just tell me, what do you think it could be? Headache, tired, or do you know me?
I'm tired of this up and down mystery. So questions from 1, 2, 3.
Do you love me?
Love me?
Los Angeles?
Interest? Ooh, ladies, help me out.
Do you love me? Los Angeles?
Interest?
Is it cheap?
Said I'm tired of all these ups and downs.
Do you love me? Los Angeles?
Need to know.
Is it cheap?
fellas, tell me what y'all thinking.
Do they love me?
Yeah.
Los Angeles, is it cheap?
Can you see why I ask these things?
Used to take me shopping
all the time.
Used to go club hopping
all the time.
Where you were, I would be
all the time.
Now all you do is leave me
behind.
Used to
boy.
Be your best friend.
Remember,
we were close like cousins.
Remember,
used to give me loving. Stripping.
Ladies,
what do you think? Tired, but you know.
Said I'm tired of this up and down mystery. So please answer questions from 1, 2, 3.
Do you love me?
Yeah.
Los Angeles,
gotta know.
Is it cheap?
Tell me, fellas, do we
love? Do you love me? Los Angeles, is it cheating?
Cheating on me? I gotta know.
Do you love me?
I gotta know.
Los Angeles,
I gotta know.
Is it cheating?
Ladies, you gotta ask yourself sometimes. Does he love
me? Los
Angeles.
Is he cheating?
Is he creeping?
Do he love me? Los Angeles.
Woohoo.
Is he cheating?
I gotta know. Said I gotta know.
Do he love me? Los Angeles. Is he cheating?
So that was just Tamia with questions. You know, I've heard that Toni Braxton and Tamia are making a comeback. So yay to that. I'll have some new songs for you coming really, really soon. Hopefully the next episode. I'm going to do my research and see what I can get for you guys. But anyway, it's time for entertainment news. British boy band One Direction is being sued by a much lesser known American band, also called One Direction. And now the Americans are out for blood, demanding the Brits to change their name. The U.S. One Direction just filed a lawsuit claiming they formed in 2009, an entire year before the UK band members even knew each other, and have since developed a considerable following on the side of Atlantic Records. In addition to building a reputation around the name, the Americans claim they also beat the Brits in the race to a U.S. patent and trademark office. Filing a trademark application for One Direction long before the UK counterparts did. Now the Americans are asking for a court order requiring the Brits to change their name. The Americans are also suing Simon Cowell's record label and Sony Music, demanding more than $1 million in damages. Now, that's crazy. That is insane. I wonder how all that's going to work out at the end of the day. That's going to be pretty interesting. I've never heard of either group, but it'll still be interesting. Also, if you guys haven't heard, singer Seal and fashionista Heidi Klum are getting a divorce. I'm not going to touch too much on that, but it's kind of a sloppy, messy, they're not parting ways peacefully. Let's just put it like that. Seal is worth $15 million approximately, and Heidi is worth a whopping $70 million. So you see where I'm going with that. I'm just going to stop. Also, good news. Good, and then I hope that he goes back to rehab. But Elder Barge was dropped, the whole case about him soliciting cocaine has been dropped. There's not enough sufficient evidence. Elder Barr says cops made a huge mistake when they arrested him for drug possession this week. But he and the rest of his family are extremely relieved to hear prosecutors won't be passing charges. So, yeah. That's good. So you guys know that I love Elder Barge. So I'm gonna hit you with some L. Here's L, what I like it.
I've been thinking about you
Wowzers. That was El DeBarge with I Like It, and I hope you liked it just as much as I did. Now, this is some crazy news that I'm about to report. Infamous mass murderer Charles Manson just lost his last real shot at freedom. Why does he even have a shot at freedom? I don't know. But the parole board just denied his latest request for release. The hearing took place at Corcoran State Prison in California, where Manson, who was convicted of 7 murders in 1969, including Sharon Tate's, was previously denied parole 11 times. Now, at the ripe old age of 77, TMZ reports, this is most likely the murderer's last stand, since in his case, he cannot be heard again for another 15 years, putting him well into his 90s. So, only one Manson family member convicted of the murder has been paroled. Steve Grogan, who was granted his freedom in 1985 for aiding the authorities in good behavior. If you recall, Manson was originally sentenced to death in 1972, but it was commuted after the California death penalty was declared unconstitutional. Now, if that doesn't show you how crappy our judicial system is in California and in the United States, period, but in California, you have this guy who has been basically, they have evidence and proof that he has killed 7 people. He probably might have killed more. Charles Manson is crazy, but, and he's still alive. And they're using our tax money to keep him fed and clothed in prison. Now, if that isn't messed up, I don't know what is. And if you guys are paying attention to the Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case, Zimmerman will be charged, but on Wednesday, hopefully, that's the word. I'll keep you guys posted with all that. But it is time for the throwback joint of the day, because that Charles Manson news just made me so upset. So I'm going to hit you with some Angie Martinez and the whole Animal House crew, with If I Could Go.
Cross over like Hardaway, somewhere outside the states, where the Mars like the day, and I'm out in the space where nobody else can stay. And if I can go with you, then I'll go get the ticket right now, if that's cool. Have you ever been close to feeling like leaving the coast too? Feeling like leaving with somebody who holds you the right way while watching the night fade, make you feel like you right back in the ninth grade, when you know what he likes and what he might say, and you try to be calm and answer in nice ways. And if I can go with you way out the states, no two ways, so no page, no cell, so no trace, and you just a phone call away. So all I gotta say is,
if I can go, go home, deep go, I'll pack my things soon as you say, baby, vamos, we'll fly away.
About to make a lot of people annoyed and croy. You better know I know how to sneak with them toys. Employed with the block since around 94, boy. And if I can flow with you, the dot though, after the studio, I roll with you. I send Dutch and 3 other goons to go get you. Sicario, the name who waits the whole issue. Grown men keep on crying, get more tissues. The way me and this girlie rhyming is so official that I'm taking a trip to with no pistols. Cause everything peace, only sand, no streets. Little Miami heat, that's the plan, we'll see. 2 cups, more than Sinyando when the sand beats. And I think I'll go with you. So tell the station you need a week, back to you. Come on.
Go home, Tico, I'll pack my things soon as you say, baby, vamos, we'll fly away.
question now is LaGuardia or Kennedy?
And a seat, no, out the window, cause I like to see. And seeing as the house so fly, me and the clouds could speak.
And since we about to go in a few,
go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to tell Trace, thank you, that we got from grateful. What was you trying to say, boo?
Nothing, just grab my chain off the table with two-way two.
Okay, that little place is a great move, and ain't no problems, lest the water don't stay blue.
And the shop's there.
If they don't got them, they don't make them.
True.
No concrete, just sand, throw away your shoes now. That we are on our way, and our bags is packed, and the car service is not late.
Everything's okay.
So I guess I catch you on the next track. Now I don't gotta ask.
If I can go,
that was your throwback joining today, Angie Martinez and the Animal House crew with If I Could Go. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen, if you like to do social networking and stuff like that, Facebook is no longer number one, ladies and gentlemen. Instagram booted their spot. Instagram is now number one in the Apple App Store. It's a pretty good app if you don't don't have it. Actually, it was just an iPhone app at first. It was just an Apple app, but now you can access Instagram on Droid and all these other brands. So yeah, Instagram, go for it. It's a pretty cool app. I'm on it. Are you? Maybe, maybe not. So check this out. Trey Songz and R. Kelly. I was talking with one of my friends a few weeks ago, and we were just kind of comparing the two artists and how their sound is, they're both very familiar. They have a creative style, yet similar to each other's. And I enjoy both artists' music. And so I want you guys to hear it for yourselves. So what I'm going to play first is R. Kelly, Elsewhere. And then after that, I'm going to play a Trey Songz song called Still Be Here. So here is R. Kelly with Elsewhere.
Seems like we're done here. Looks like that's everything. She walks by one last time, checks for her things. He's behind. There will be more tears as she's beginning to drive away. It's all clear now. There's no real reason to hide the pain. Now I know love has kept me here, and my pride has kept me here. And hope keeps saying it's alright, I'll be fine. But she'll be going elsewhere, and she'll be lying elsewhere, and she'll be wanted elsewhere, and I'll be somewhere thinking about her, and she'll be living elsewhere, and she'll be left. Telling myself, was it the right thing? Was this our biggest mistake? Still call sometimes, but she's got nothing to say, and still she stays away. It's God.
listening. If I ever meant the same to her, how could she? Why would she do these things? Put me through this pain now. If love is what we have, then what could have been so bad that she don't think it's worth the fight? She won't try, but she'll be trying elsewhere, and she'll be loving elsewhere, and she'll keep secrets elsewhere, and I'll be somewhere. And she will be giving elsewhere, and she'll have feelings elsewhere. But hope keeps saying, guess you can make it. But in the meantime, I can't sleep, I can't think. There's so many things in my head, like things that she said, the flight.
That was R. Kelly with Elsewhere. Now, I don't want to confuse anybody about my last report about Instagram and Facebook. Now, that's just for the Apple App Store. So it is true, if you've heard that Facebook has bought Instagram, that is true, because Facebook could not take the heat. They need to be number one, so they want to be relevant still, so they bought Instagram. It's true. But here we are, we're gonna do Trey Songz Would Still Be Here, and I know you guys will like this.
Whoa, ooh, whoa. Yeah, 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 yeah. Screaming, I don't care. And I can see it like it just went down. Me walking out of there. I still see them on your face, baby. So many tears. And I remember feeling like I'm about to explode. Got to get out of here. Yeah.
It's like my sun won't shine.
Like my sun won't shine.
It's like my ride don't roll.
My ride don't roll.
It's like the only one thing I love. Don't love me no more. It's like my ice gone warm.
Ice gone warm.
Cause the only one thing I love, don't love me no more. If I hadn't slacked up on my pimpin',
you'd be hearing me.
If I had stayed and said dippin',
you'd be hearing me.
If I had prayed instead of wishing,
you'd still be hearing me.
But all the ifs in the world won't bring you back again.
But in life you can't press rewind. Cause the only way to fix this thing is to go back in time. Cause if I had my way, yesterday would be right now. Instead of fighting, we'd be making love till the sun go down. Whoa, whoa,
it's like my sun won't shine. Whoa, yeah. It's like my ride don't roll.
Ride don't roll.
Don't love me no more.
If I had to slap
Yep, that was Trey Songz would still be here. For all my Dominican students out there, the semester is almost over. We are at the final stretch. We can actually see the finish line. So I want to encourage everybody to finish strong. And I will myself. Finish this semester strong. Study. Finals are coming up. Last week is almost here. Everything just moved so fast this semester. And I've had so much fun DJing this show, The Neighborhood. And I want to thank all my listeners again for tuning in. And summer is almost here. To all my DU students, yay. And to all the seniors, congratulations. Way to dedicate your time and efforts just to do your best. And you're about to get your bachelor's degree or you're going to get your master's, or if you're a grad student, you're going to get your master's. I mean, congratulations. All that hard work. All your hard work. And I hope everybody has no problem finding jobs. I really do. I hope that you are happy with the profession that you choose and the people that you'll be working with in the future. So, yeah, I just want to congratulate you all for a well-done semester. And so, what I'm going to do right now, I went to this Joe show at Cache Creek over the weekend. And he's actually a good performer. He's good live, but if you go to an arena like a Cache Creek arena or a casino arena, period, anything like that, they don't get a lot of stage time. So he was only on stage for about an hour and 18 minutes. A lot of people were disappointed, but the vendors set it up like that because they have to use that space for other things after the show. So It's scheduled on top of scheduled on top of scheduled. But anyway, I want to play a Joe song. This is one of his older songs. It's called I Want to Know. And I know you'll like it because I do. Enjoy.
Yeah. It's amazing how you knock me off my feet. Every time you come around me, I get weak. Oh, yeah. Nobody ever made me feel this way. Oh, you kiss my lips and then you take my breath away. So, I wanna know. I'd like to know
so I can be all that and more.
I'd like to know.
I'd like to know what makes you cry.
So,
so I can be the one who always makes you smile.
Girl, he never understood what you were. And he never took the time to make it work.
Deserve more love than
no.
Girl.
Baby, I'm the kind of man who shows concern. Yes, I do. Any way that I can please you, let me learn.
So
I won't go.
Joe with I Wanna Know. I want to know. So yeah, he was good live. I mean, he was a great performer. He sounds just like the record. So if you ever come across some Joe tickets, go see him live. Go support Joe. He's a great R&B artist who I think doesn't get enough credit. But hey, who cares what I think, right? Psych. But anyway, we're coming towards the end of the show, but I do want to make an announcement to all the Monica fans. As you guys probably know, you know her new album's out. So let's support Monica. Yay. And what I'm going to do is play one of her singles that is on the album. It's called Until It's Gone. Here's Monica.
It's a shame you ain't want it when you had it. Hey. Gave my love and you took the shit for granted. Hey. And it was me those nights
that didn't come home.
Crying to my mama, blowing up your phone.
Just wait a little while, baby, you gon' see.
This gon' hurt you more than.
This just in, this is breaking news. Breaking news, according to CNN, Zimmerman will be charged with Martin's death. I do have to close now, but I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the neighborhood, only with DJ Red Rose. You can find, tell your friends and everybody that you can find me at radio.dominican.edu. And that's also where you can access the blog spot if you don't know about that. And so thank you guys for supporting once again. I'm going to make room for Ladies Happy Hour, and you guys have a great day. Goodbye.